You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Today, we're remembering our good friend and colleague, Alan Farley, who passed away on October 21st. But this also happens to be a day when people all over the world are thinking of their lost loved ones. That's because November 1st is El Día de los Muertos, or the Day of the Dead. The Soma Arts Center in San Francisco's South of Market area has been marking the occasion with community members and artists for the past 19 years, but this year is special.
Day of the Dead is falling very, very close to not only our presidential election, but to the end of the Mayan calendar, or the so-called end of the Mayan calendar. So there's a lot that's in transition right now.
That's Rio Yanez, one of the exhibit's curators. KALW's Stephen Short spoke with him about the significance of this year's exhibit, which includes an altar to a key figure from KALW's past.
You may recall all the talk this past year about an ancient Mayan calendar that says the world could end in December 2012.
There are texts and traditions coming down to us from Maya, which suggests this is not just the end of a calendrical epoch, but the end of an entire age of the Earth.
Curator Rio Yanez sees it another way.
I think for a lot of people, it's kind of recognizing this state that we're in as a state of transition, as a state of flux, as a state of many possibilities and of renewal. So I think a lot of the altars, especially a lot of the very personal altars, are about seizing the opportunity for renewal and for change.
As curator of the Soma Arts Day of the Dead exhibit, Yanez kept this in mind when selecting this year's theme, calling on the spirits to face the future. Yanez and his co-curator, Rene Yanez, who is also his father, always put a personal touch on their curation. Each year, they dedicate it to a person they knew who has passed away since the last Day of the Dead. There are two dedications for 2012. One is John Buchanan, who was director of San Francisco's Fine Arts Museums from 2006 until his death last December at age 58. He continued planning shows well into the future, even after his cancer diagnosis, because he knew that others would benefit. Daniel Del Solar, the other honoree, was a Latino media activist, editor, photographer, and public media broadcaster. He was general manager of KALW from 1985 to 1992. Del Solar signed his emails, "If you want peace, work for justice," and encouraged people to live vibrantly. He died last January at age 71.
In addition to being a curator, I'm also a visual artist, and I've worked with John Buchanan, and I grew up knowing Daniel. So this year was especially personal to me.
Well, I'd be interested in having you take me to the Daniel Del Solar altar and have you explain it to me.
So right now we're walking towards Daniel's altar, and I think what I really love about this space is that the artists who have created it came together and actually created a living room. It's a physical space that you can walk into, you can take a seat, you can see videos of Daniel's kind of engagement with the many kind of scenes and movements he was involved with, and there's a lot of his own personal objects. I was really kind of touched to see his old Nikon camera sitting on a shelf in this room.
All three artists who worked on the altar, Miranda Bergman, Ana Luisa Cardona, and Nina Serrano, knew Del Solar personally as friends and creative partners. The room they created includes traditional Day of the Dead offerings.
Marigolds, candles, but there's also a lot of kind of creative touches here. So there's protest signs, there's photos, there's comments that people have written on the wall to Daniel.
And there's a window with an out-of-this-world image.
That is a little bit of a mystery to me.
With a name like Del Solar, perhaps that's our solar system.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This one, like many of the altars here, is dedicated to an individual. But the father-son team of Rene and Rio Yanez have encouraged participants to be more experimental in their approach. Rio Yanez says this idea is spreading nationally.
More and more we're seeing altars that are kind of used to raise consciousness about political issues, to talk about concepts rather than specific people in what they honor. San Francisco and the Bay Area is generally ground zero for this movement.
The forward-looking theme of this year's exhibit certainly lends itself to the use of technology, and Yanez says artists have incorporated it more and more each year.
There's an amazing altar in the exhibit by an artist named Howie Katz, and it's an altar that has you log into your Facebook page and, based on the information on your Facebook page, generates an altar to you using images, sound, and video.
Yanez created an altar with San Francisco artist Stan Heller that requires old-style technology, 3D glasses.
We're talking about issues of hunger, homelessness, and healthcare. But it's also a very optimistic altar with offerings kind of towards positive outcomes for a lot of those situations that we're facing.
And as Yanez certainly knows, these situations can and will change, whether or not we approve.
I think a lot of what's going to happen in the month of November is going to shape what the exhibit next year will look like, that's for sure.
Less sure is whether we, you and I, will be here next year to see it. Oh, I'm sure the earth will continue to turn, but some of us could be the subjects of altars rather than those who create them. Another reason to remember to honor those who have come before us as we face the future. In San Francisco, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.